Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Live from the corner of Broadway and Battery, you're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
So, Ray, it wasn't said at all when I was a kid. It really wasn't around when I was a teenager. I don't even know if it came into play in my 20s, but it feels like in my 30s. One of the least welcome phrases that has ever fallen into a sports post-game press conference or write-up started to become, it is what it is. I hate it is what it is. It is what it is an unimaginative way to describe a situation that inspires no imagination. It's just, this is what it is. I hate it. I'm guessing as a guy who used to work with words for a living, you sort of hated it too.
Well, yeah, because what it did was put a convenient phrase to a refusal to answer.
Right. It turned into a new, almost more casually dressed up no comment.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's I understand the pretense by which you're asking the question, but I'm not going to engage. And I want to say it started with Bill Parcells, but it might have been somebody earlier than that.
Yeah, who was the first? Who was the first to unleash this Kraken, which still, here in the year 2023,
yeah, I mean,
is yet to go away?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a great find along the lines of who's the one who invented upper body injury and lower body injury. But we know who did that. That was Pat Quinn.
Let's say that was the hockey.
Yeah.
The hockey did that to us.
That was the first time anybody said injury information is actually none of your business. And the reason why it's none of your business is because I believe that every other player in the league in which I make my living will deliberately harm people for that very information.
I know it's Tiger Woods' fault that the overuse of the phrase my A game, he brought into the lexicon my A game. You know, I didn't even have my A game today and I won.
I'm not sure that he was the one who originated that, though.
I don't know. I think, but he was the one.
He was the one who
when he said it, like he
polished it up.
Yeah. Anyways, we say all that to say this. 29-29, Ray, it is what it is. God, that's about as uninspiring a record as an NBA team can have through 58 games. It is what it is, 29-29. Look, they're a pretty good team at home. They're borderline incompetent unless they're playing at home. This is hands down the worst defensive team that mattered of the Steve Kerr era. I'm really not going to hold, you know, some of the off-brand years of the Steve Kerr era against anyone because they were tailor-made disasters before the ball was thrown up on basically opening night or certainly the night after five games and Steph broke his wrist where you came limping in with the remains of Durant is gone, Clay isn't here. Well, I guess that's also when Steph broke his wrist. The Eric Paschal year, shall we say. The lost in the woods year that got you the right to draft James Wiseman, who, Ray, is going to change the franchise one day. Very interested in talking to Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock this afternoon. An awful lot has happened. Maybe the most amount of Warriors news that has ever happened, Ray, in between Steve Kerr interviews. He joins us live at 5 today, and we got an awful lot of stuff to get into with him. This has been I don't want to say it's been a transformative week because nothing really changed, but in nothing changing, it was kind of transformative. It wasn't transformative in the way they wanted it to be.
It codified the shortcomings of the two-track system in that you have to nail every pick to make the next track look as shiny and cool as the current track. And because the draft is largely a 30-70 proposition, where if you're really good at this, you'll hit on 3 out of 10. The Warriors took a series of gambles. And the first gamble ultimately was making the two-track system work. And while the jury's still out, it's leaning heavily toward guilty.
Yeah, just it's what the Warriors need to do to repeat as NBA champions. It feels like trying to even frame it like that right now is just ridiculous. There is no on-court, my own two eyes feedback that is telling me the Golden State Warriors can actually defend this championship. And having said all that, there is no group of three players, Steph, Clay, and Draymond, who deserve more benefit of the doubt or actually having to see their dragon slain before we say, yeah, the dragon's dead. Who knows? There is still the concepts of sports. But one of the things that we need to talk about with Steve Kerr today, and I know that he is certainly a student of the game of basketball, is there are some certain things that are just, indisputable. Like there are certain physics to the way that leagues work and champions are determined. And to try to approach a championship from the physics of, well, what we want to do, what we're going to bring to the table this year, is we're going to have the single worst regular season record that ever won an NBA championship. That's what the Warriors are actually shooting at right now. That's what it looks like they're kind of looking at right now. The single worst team to ever win an NBA championship based on an 82-game season. So we're only talking about modern basketball. I don't care about grainy George Mike and Peach basket footage. I don't care about that. I'm talking about modern NBA 82-game season. Ray, the 1978 Washington Bullets. The 1978 Washington Bullets were kind of a yawn at 44-38 before they won the NBA championship. It's the worst team, based on regular season record, to ever win an NBA championship. For the Golden State Warriors to come in at 44-38, they're going to have to go 18-6 in their final 24 games. Does this look like a team to you that's about to go 18-6 in their final 24 games?
Are you sure your math's right?
Is my math right?
I'm trying. That doesn't seem right. 29, that'd be 47 wins if they're 18-6. If you're talking 44.
I'm going to have to do the math again on this.
Yeah, it's going to be 13-38, and they're going to be 13-9.
Either way, they have to start playing at a pace that they simply have not played at. I mean, haven't even come close to. You look at where they are. They haven't been better than 2 wins over .500 basically all year. They haven't been worse than 4 wins below .500. I mean, there's not a lot of peaks and valleys here. They've basically flatlined this entire year.
They are the Atlanta Hawks,
I guess.
No, I mean, one, they're 29-29. Their season has gone roughly the same way, and they've been hovering around the play-in line the whole year, as have the Warriors. The Warriors, in fact, have spent more time over the play-in line than the Hawks have, but there's still no traction, and there's still no indication that there's traction to be had, except for one thing. Unlike the Hawks, who play in a more representative conference, there are a bunch of teams like the Warriors in the West.
Well, that's the thing. They're the most 500-ish of a whole bunch of teams that are kind of 500-ish. But they're the most 500-ish as you can actually pretty much get as an NBA team. I saw Anthony Slater go through the actual numbers here, and it's ridiculous how right down the middle of average they are. They're 29-29. They've scored 6,878 points. They've allowed 6,873 points. Their offensive rating is 14th. Their defensive rating is 15th. And right now their seed is a 9.
And they're lucky to have that.
They certainly are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.